Good morning. Did everyone have a good Christmas? If you did not, raise your hand. Okay. Well, this Christmas, got to go to spend time with Ching's mom and dad in Indianapolis and her brothers and sisters. And then we had the candlelight service, which I thought went pretty good. A lot of new people I hadn't seen for a while. But also, got to spend Christmas with my mom. Tomorrow we're driving to Michigan to spend Christmas with her dad again. So a lot of Christmas stuff going on. But I've been kind of coped up this year. Anyone else? And I kind of feel welcome about driving somewhere and getting out of the house. And I know it's hard to get out of Lawrence County. But we got to do that one more time. But I'll tell you what, I want an amen here. I'm glad that 2020 is almost over. Everybody go, yahoo! Well, before we begin this morning, I'd like to introduce a guest of ours. We have Maddox Stiesel here. Wait, raise your hand, Maddox. Maddox has been a friend of ours and his family for a long, long time. And we met at Lancaster Christian School when they were about that tall, and got the privilege of baptizing Maddox into Christ down at the church at Lancaster. So you remember that? You weren't very old, were you? And I got to thinking, let's talk to this boy. I'm not sure he's ready, but he was. And Maddox, huh? Born on the same day as Zachary, right? Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Learn something every day. But anyway, it's good to have Maddox with us. And a good friend of Zachary's, a good friend of ours. And keep the faith. And I know he will. If you have your Bibles, turn over to Philippians chapter 1. For the next couple of weeks, I want to focus on New Year's. And I welcome 2021 with open arms. And I hope it's a great year, don't you? I look forward to us getting past the pandemic, even if it takes a shot, and I'm not willing to get one just yet, are you? But ready to get past that, move on, and I'll tell you what, in 2021, we ought to fill every pew in this church. Amen? We can do that. It can happen. So I want you to set some new goals for the 2021 year. Today, I want to talk about bringing in the new year with confidence. And I want you to know, as we begin this new year together, I think it's important that we set goals for ourselves. All right, I'm going to call them New Year's resolutions. How many of you do not do that anymore? Man, that was too quick, Delight. Too quick, way too quick. Well, I don't call them New Year's resolutions anymore. I call them goals. Goals for the new year. And I think it's important that we do that, not only for ourselves, not only for our families, but more importantly for our church, that we set these new goals. Every year, Ching and I, right before we go to bed on New Year's Eve, we will make a list of goals that we're going to do. Read the Bible more, pray more. Well, I go to church quite often. But anyway, one of the goals I always put on there every year, anybody want to guess? I'm going to lose weight. And every year, guess what? I don't lose much. Maybe it's because you guys keep bringing me stuff and I can't lose weight. But anyway, thank you for that. So this week I said, you know what, Ching? I'm going to get down to 230. And she said, wow, that's great. How much you weigh now? 231. I did say that. But I think it's important for us to set goals for ourselves, but we need to set realistic goals for ourselves. Now Stuart's got a head start. The guy's lost what? How many pounds? 30 pounds. Give it up for him. Yeah, that's pretty good. And I'm thinking, 30 pounds, man, it's not even New Year's yet, and you've already lost 30 pounds. I'm so far behind. But it's important for us to set goals for ourselves. I guess you heard about the woman who was interested in joining a weight loss club at the church. So she calls the local church and she says, hey, I'm interested in joining your weight class. And the receptionist said, oh, that's great. We'd love to have you. So here's what you need to do. You need to come Monday morning. You need to wear loose-fitting clothing and come in through the rear doors. And she said, ma'am, if I had any loose-fitting clothing, I would never sign up for your class. Well, I don't know about you, but as 2021 approaches, I want us to face the new year with confidence and encouragement. Amen? We need to do that. Philippians 1, Paul's writing to the church at Philippi from prison. And it amazes me the encouragement and the stamina and the confidence that this man has. No matter where he's at, he always is encouraging. You know anybody like that? I'm not always like that. Anyone else admit that? I'm not always like that. Sometimes because of circumstances, we get down the dumps and we're just not as bubbly as we usually are. Next week I'm going to talk about happiness. And if your happenings don't happen to happen the way you want your happenings to happen, you'll still be happy. You come next week and you'll get that. But I want you to know, because of Christ, no matter what's going on in our life, we can still be happy. We can still be confident of the future. As I look at these words that Paul writes, I want you to take note of three ways in which Paul encourages them to face the future with confidence. The new year, if you will. And I want you to write them down. Number one, we need to learn to thank God for the experiences of the past. Philippians 1, beginning with verse 3, says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul is grateful that these fellow Christian brothers and sisters were continuing in the faith. They were working hard. They were faithful. They were generous. And their church was growing. It really was. But I also want you to know that if you look at the history of Philippi, not everything was rosy during Paul's day. Widespread persecution was going on. Inside the church, and it happens today, and outside the church, and it definitely happens today, it's happening right now, I believe. I don't know about you, but I truly believe that we're in for something. Raise your hand. You believe me? I believe we're in for something. I believe there's going to be widespread persecution in the church. I believe there's going to be widespread persecution in good old Lawrence County, don't you? I believe it's coming. I see it on the rim, don't you? I see it creeping in. And it may not be to the level that Paul writes to the church at Philippi, but I believe that groups like the ACLU and even our governing officials are going to make church more difficult than it's ever been before since Paul's day. I believe they're going to try to get us to stop worshiping. I believe they're going to try to take the Bibles away from us if they can. Now, you think I'm whistling Dixie? I think it's going to happen. And I think we're on the verge of it. And I want to encourage you today, don't let that happen. Stay on fire. Stay faithful. Stay working. Stay in the Word. Stay in prayer. And I want you to know, God will win. He will win. Even in the midst of a widespread persecution. If you think this pandemic is bad, and it's bad enough, amen, this widespread persecution is going to be worse. In the last days, and myself, I don't know for sure, but I believe that we're living in the last of the last days. Anyone else? I see the things happening in our world, and I see what's happening around us. I see how people have gotten away from prayer. They've gotten away from the Word. Many have gotten away from coming to church. They've gotten away from teaching their kids the values of God's Word and how to stay faithful. And I believe the persecution has already begun to some degree. One of my prayers for the future is this. When someone says something bad about the church, I need to intercede and stop them. And I want you to know, I don't always do that, do you? When someone says something bad about my Savior Jesus Christ, instead of saying something to them, oftentimes I turn a deaf ear and look away and don't say anything because it's easier to not say anything. It's easier to not do anything. But my prayer is this for 2021, that I speak up. That I let people know that Jesus is my Savior, that His Word is true, it is the inspired Word of God, and I need to speak up, don't you? People need to hear that. Winston Churchill once said, success is the ability to move forward from one failure to the next. And as I look over my life, I want you to know I failed a few times. Anyone else? I failed a few times. But I also want you to know that I serve a God of forgiveness. I serve a God of purpose, and I serve a God of confidence. Paul would later say in Philippians 3:13, you can look if you want. Forget about what lies behind and strain towards what is ahead. Jim often prays, help me win the prize, Lord. And you know what our prayer ought to be? Lord, help me win the prize. Lord, help me be faithful, not just when I'm in my 30s or 40s. Lord, help me be faithful all the way through. All the way through. And I want you to know there's a thing that I call, you can write it down, spiritual retirement. And as you get older, there is a real temptation, and Satan does this to us. He puts us into spiritual retirement. We don't pray like we used to. We don't read the Word like we used to. We're not involved like we used to. We don't study like we used to. We don't evangelize like we used to. And Satan's saying, yeah, got him into spiritual retirement. Don't let him do that to you. You be just as strong now at your age as what you were when you were young and spry. You do that. You stand in confidence and do what God wants you to do. The second way in which we can face the new year with confidence is learn to expect God's blessing in the present. Paul says in Philippians 1, 9 through 10, look if you will, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and the depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. Paul wanted them to know that he loved them dearly. He wanted them to know that they need to keep up their faith, keep working, keep their knowledge of the Word, and keep growing even in the midst of persecutions. Let me ask you a question this morning. If your faith in Jesus Christ and in His growing Word is stronger now than it was before. Matter of fact, is it stronger now than it's ever been before? Or is it a little bit stagnant? Maybe it's even dying. I want you to know this morning as we approach this new year, it's not enough just to come to church. It's not enough just to be here. And it's not enough just to read God's Word once in a while. What He wants out of us is to spread the Word, to come to church, to learn how to equip yourself so you can spread the good news to others around you. Hebrews 5:12 says, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's Word all over again. You need the milk, not solid food. Now, you can call this what you want. We don't know who the Hebrew writer is. I think it was Apollos. But it's a slap in the face. He basically says, you need to be teaching mature Christians, but you're babies in the faith. As I look around our world today, I want you to know, I see a lot of babies in the faith, don't you? People that need to be stepping up, doing things, they're just drinking the milk. A few years ago, I had a lady come to me. She had been attending the church for quite some time. And she approached me with this statement one day. She said, Carson, I believe that Jesus Christ is only one way to heaven. She says, I believe that there are other avenues that lead to heaven. I looked her straight in the eyes and I told her, my friend, there is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And there are a lot of people in our world today that say, you know what, if you're just a good person, you're going to go to heaven. Or if you've died this tragic death, I remember 9/11 like it was yesterday. And they thought, oh yeah, all these 2,500 or so people, they're all going to heaven. No, they're not. Not if they didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was a tragedy. And I hated to see all those people die, didn't you? I hated to see that day. But I want you to know, unless they had a relationship with Jesus Christ, there's no hope for them. The people that have died from this pandemic, and I want you to know there's been a bunch of them. There's been a lot of them in Clay County or Lawrence County. And you know what? I look through the newspapers and some of them are young. They're younger than me. Have you seen any people? They're young. And I'm thinking, I wonder, did this person have a relationship with Jesus Christ? I wonder, is the church doing its job? Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to the Father except through me. Those are big words, but friends, I want you to know it's not good enough just to be good. It's not good enough just to come to church. I want you to know you need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Unless you have repented of your sins and confessed Jesus to be Lord of your life and been buried in the watery graves of Christian baptism, I want you to know you are walking on thin ice. Amen? You're walking on thin ice. Yeah, this does scare me more than the pandemic. People dying outside of Christ. And yeah, it's tough to evangelize right now, but we still have access to telephones, to email. We can still evangelize. But I want you to know, when this pandemic is over, we need to be on fire, amen? We need to be working and working hard. Jesus Christ is coming back. I don't know when. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon. I don't know when, but I do know one thing. He is coming back. And my son Zachary, he's been asking me, Dad, is Jesus coming back? Is he coming back real soon? I said, Zach, I don't know. I don't know when he's coming back. Nobody knows. But you know, the signs are right. Seems like he could come back. But we don't know. Nobody knows. But I do know one thing. He's a lot closer today than what he was yesterday. And we need to be busybodies here in the present time. And we need to be confident in the fact of our salvation. And we need to share that salvation with other people. So in 2021, this baptistry is at work. Mike is busy keeping the thing warm. Amen. So people are going through it, and we're saving people for the kingdom of God. Learn to expect God's blessing in the present when you go out and do your work for Him. Third and finally, we need to learn to entrust our lives to God in the future. Learn to entrust your life to God in the future. Philippians 1:6 and 10, verse 10 says, For I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ, so that you will be pure, blameless, at the time of Christ, the day of Christ. Paul prayed that the church would grow, that it would have a bright future, and it would do what it could to evangelize the world. My prayer for Central Christian Church is this, even in the midst of a rough year, that we work through this thing and we be faithful. Amen? That we be faithful. Do the best you can. And you guys have been troopers. I want to reflect a little bit on 2020. I started filling in here in February. Anybody remember that? It's working on a year almost. And you guys have been a blessing to our family's lives. You really have. And we didn't mind the drive from Princeton over here. And it's a lot closer now. It's a lot easier. But I want you to know, as soon as I started filling in, actually the pandemic was already going. We just didn't know about it. But you guys, you kept coming. We had to meet outside for a little while, and God blessed us with great weather. Remember that? And we had good crowds. And you guys, when we came back in here, you guys came pretty faithfully. We only had a couple Sundays where we were down pretty low. You guys have been, you've been troopers through it all. And I think you know you realize the importance of gathering for worship. Hebrews 10:25 tells us, Do not forsake the gathering of some of the gathering of the saints, as some have got in the habit of doing. And then he goes on to say, Let us continue to meet so that we may encourage one another. You guys have been an encouragement to me, and I hope I've been an encouragement to you. But I want you to know, I want to get past this, and I want to press further, don't you? I want to finish what we've started. I love what Paul says. For I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion for the day of Christ Jesus. I love Proverbs 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I have heard commentators say this. That is not written for the church of today. That was written for the Israelite people of yesterday. Can I just say, if the shoe fits, wear it? Because here's what I believe. I believe God wants us to prosper. I believe this is also written for us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Is that true? Does he have a plan to prosper the church? Yes or no? Of course he does. And he doesn't want to harm the church. He wants to give us a hope and a future. And I want you to know, we need to be optimistic about that. We need to know that God has a plan for Central Christian Church. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to reach out into the communities and bring people into worship with us. He wants that. Let me encourage you as we close this morning and in our confidence in 2021. Keep coming to church. Make it a goal, if you can, to come every Sunday that you can. And Kingdom Builders, let's just keep the banner. And if all you other churches are listening to this, we just plan on keeping the banner, amen? And it's not just about numbers. It's just not about bringing that. It needs to be updated, I know. Bringing that blue banner home. It's not about that. What it's about is encouraging one another. And I'm encouraged when you guys show up. We're going to go a week from tomorrow to get in that black van out there, that black bus, and we're going to go over to Allendale. You know where it's at. And we're not just going to go over there so that we can show them we have a lot of people. We're going to go over there so we can be an encouragement to them and they can be an encouragement to us. That's what it's about. More importantly than that, it's about worshiping our God. I love it when you get a room full of men singing, "A mighty fortress is our God. How great thou art, amazing grace." It just makes the windows rock. When a bunch of guys get together, and you know what? We need each other. Us guys need to encourage one another, and you ladies need to encourage one another. And Paul talks about it. We need to be encouraged with one another. Here's another thing you can do. Get into God's Word. Oftentimes, where I've served before in churches, I'd make a chart, people read through the Bible, and I didn't get the response that I wanted. But here's the deal. Go home and get a reading plan for you. Get into God's Word and read it every day, and I promise you it will change your life. Anybody else believe that? It'll change your life. Spend time praying, not only for yourself, but spend time praying for your families. Almost every night, we miss some. We try to get together as a family. We pray together. And you know what? That means so much, not only to us, it means a lot to our kids. Matter of fact, when we forget, Ching and I, we're getting old enough, we forget things, you know. The kids will say, "Hey, Mom, Dad, we going to pray together?" "Yeah, we'll pray together. Just wait a minute, we'll get together. We'll pray. We pray about it every night." Make it a point to share the good news with someone that's outside of Christ. I want you to get a person in your mind that's lost as we speak. Share the good news of Christ with them. And I know it's hard because you may not have all those passages in your memory bank, and we can work on that if you come work with me. We can do that. Share the good news with someone. Hey, go on a mission trip. Did you guys miss the mission trip you usually take every year? You miss that this year? How about 2021 we take another mission trip? Amen? Take another mission trip. Maybe some new people go along. And I assure you that a mission trip will change your life. It'll make you more faithful than you've ever been in your entire life, all because you went. And let's work together as we bring others to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2021 will only become what you make it. Can I encourage you this morning? Let's have confidence in making it great. Let's have confidence in making it great for Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville, Illinois. Amen? I'm looking forward to great things happening, aren't you? Pray about it. Let's pray today. Father God, we thank you for this word from Paul. Oh, his persecution, we cannot fathom it. His willingness to write what he wrote was dangerous. The love that he had for the church at Philippi was second to none. Lord, he was an encouragement to them, and I know he wanted to go see him one last time, but that wasn't your will. But he encouraged them through the written word. Lord, we have the Bible right in front of our face. It's so encouraging when we read it, and it's so discouraging when we don't read it. And Lord, I know that there are people in 2020 that had a rough year. They've lost loved ones. Lord, one of the best ways to cope with that is to read the Bible. And Lord, I pray that you'll help them to do that. Lord, help us as a church to be evangelistic. Not to just hear the words, but to also put the words into action. Jesus tells us about that. Lord, I pray for confidence in 2021 that the pandemic will disappear, encouragement will increase, discouragement will decrease, And others will come to know Christ because we told them about him. Lord, help us to have confidence in the new year. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.